This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه فيما أخرج الإمام الدارمي في السنن, he said, every time which will come in the future will be worse than this time. ما من زمان إلا والذي بعده أشر منه. In a way, he is saying that the more we advance towards the end of time, things are not going to get better. There will be more trials, more tribulations. And we know that we were not given or granted the privilege of having a living messenger amongst us. Our messenger was called Khatamun Nabiyyin, the seal. But we were given a privilege which no other nation was given before us, which is a preserved guidance, untouched, from the time of the revelation until this day, preserved. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فيما أخرج الترمذي من حديث العرباط ابن سارية رضي الله عنه, at the end of the hadith he said, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي. Make sure that you depict my way and the way of my companions and the rightly guided after me. And في موطأ مالك he said, تركت فيكم ما إن تمسكتم به لن تضلوا بعدي أبدا. I have left for you what if you cling to, you will not go astray. كتاب الله وسنتي, the book of Allah and my sunnah. I think the point I'm trying to make, because this is not my subject today, but it's a little introduction. The point I'm trying to make is, as we advance into these worst times, or the times which the Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, worse than the present and the past, our relationship with the Quran must grow. You must grow your relationship to overcome the increasing or the mounting trials and tribulations. But unfortunately, ya ikhwa, so far Muslims deal with the Quran more of a historic text. I'm going to ask you a question. When was the last time you said, you know what, I'm going to read today this particular surah because I'm suffering from this problem and this surah is going to treat me, it's going to cure me? When was the last time you had that interaction with the Quran? You know what, I'm becoming doubtful. I'm seeing all these Christmas lights all around me and I should be reading this chapter, is going to help me be firm, steadfast. You see, the companions said that statement,
وَكَأَنَّ نَسْمَعُهَا لِأَوَّلِ مَرَّةٍ.
They said about a verse, as if we hear it for the first time. What verse?
وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ.
When the Muslims reacted in a very strange way, which is, by the way, give them the benefit of the doubt, the companions, because the Prophet died. Can you imagine? Umar took a sword and he said, whoever says the Prophet is dead, I'm going to kill him. تخيل عمر بعلمه, with his knowledge, عمر. But again, shocked, they were shocked. They were experiencing shock. You know, when you're shocked, you don't think straight. One of them described their conditions, that we were sitting down because of how quiet we are. كَأَنَّ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِنَا الطَّيْرِ. Birds could land on our head because we're so quiet. Yeah. Abu Bakr came out from out of town. He checked that the Prophet, he verified that the Prophet ﷺ is dead. Then he came out and he recited this verse. Muhammad is a messenger who was sent in a chain of messengers. Now, if he is to die or to be killed, are you going to plunge back? Are you going to abandon the mission? Are you going to stop working for Islam anymore because the messenger is dead? Huh? You're only going to be harming yourself. When they heard this verse, they stood up and they started acting normal. When was this verse revealed? When was it revealed? 8 years before. Because of a similar circumstance. In the Battle of Uhud, a rumor spread around that the Prophet is killed. As soon as the companions who were fighting in this battle heard that the Prophet is dead, they deserted the battlefield, the battleground. Hatta if you read the story of Anas ibn al-Nadr, his hadith, that, why are you guys sitting down like this? He said, the Prophet is dead, khalas. Qala, he said to them, قُومُوا فَمُوتُوا عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Stand up and die for the same cause he died for, if he is dead. When the companions at the time, when the Prophet was actually dead, heard that verse, they said, as if we hear it for the first time. Why? Because there was some moments they needed this Quran. They needed that verse to treat them. They needed that verse. You know, this is the relationship that you must have with the Quran. It's not like, okay, I want to read some Quran today. Okay, I stopped where? I'm sorry to say that, but... La. The Quran was meant to treat you, to help you deal with issues. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ. We bring down from the Quran what can cure you. An amazing yaqwa, one of the people, his name is Abannaka, Abdul Rahman ibn Hassan, a Syrian alim Suri, min ulama al-Quran, mashallah. He wrote 50 rules in how to reflect upon the Quran. And he said one verse can offer treatment for different people. And he used an example, verse number 31 in Surah Al-Muddathir, chapter 74. There the verse, the lengthy verse that talks about the number of angels who guard the hellfire. عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرْ. Look at this. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَةً. And the angels who guard the hellfires, or the wardens of the hellfire, are angels. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا Look at this, the same verse. فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَلِيَسْتَيْقِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا One verse. You have three different people. It will affect them three different ways based in their condition. Al-Kafir, the Kafir, what did they say about this verse? Oh man, hellfire that has only 19 angels to guard. We can beat these guys up and escape. 19. I mean, if we can get 100 men, we can. طيب. The people of the book, they increased in the Christian and the Jews because that number 19 in their books. So they increased in certainty. And the believers, they have more faith. One verse. Shahid, brothers and sisters in Islam, what I'm trying to say here is you have to create a condition in your mind and look for the Quran that can treat it. Like I said, Muslims now live in a predominant Christian, Judeo-Christian, even, you know, the progressive Christian, they still celebrate Christmas. I mean, you see, when it comes to Christmas, you cannot give a blind eye a deaf ear. You can't, especially if you have children. Because this subject is in the depth of your own faith. So you're going to have to say something about it. You cannot be passive about this particular one. You may, other, but this one, no. You have to explain to your kids, what is this is about? What jingle all the way, and what all this music, and what is this? Let's assume that we want to do the same with Maryam, a chapter 19 in the Quran called Maryam. I created the what they call the climax now. Now, you know, Maryam is a chapter when the Muslims, the early Muslims, who migrated to Abyssinia, faced the Abyssinian king, who was a devout Christian, by the way, a devout Christian. Some Christian who follows the teachings of Christianity. And you know, the story is very interesting that the disbelievers in Mecca sent behind the few companions who migrated to the Christian land of Abyssinia to bring them back to Mecca. And they chose the friend of the Christian Nagas, Najashi, Amr ibn al-As. Radiallahu anhu, who was not a Muslim at the time. So Amr right away, he tells the king, they say about Jesus, he's the slave. He is not God or the son of God. Look at these guys, you're hosting people, you're hosting individuals who say things about Jesus that you disagree with. Now, call them back. By the way, this was the second encounter. They succeeded the first encounter. They presented their case quite well. They convinced the Christian Abyssinian ruler of their case that they are not to be dragged back to Mecca to be persecuted for being Muslims. Now Amr, smart, very smart Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu, he knew where to hit. This is a devout Christian who believes that Jesus is the son of God. Oh, they say about Jesus, he is the slave, not the son. Bring them back. What do you say about Jesus? Oh, that's... Imagine now, by the way, imagine now, what is the price they have to pay? Persecution in Mecca. We're not talking about your excellency living here in America, in a free land, a land that was established on the basis of freedom of religion. No one can force you in this country to believe something that you don't want to believe. Now, Muslims are willing to compromise, are willing. not to speak the truth about who is Jesus. For what? Allah knows best. Many motives, but unjustified. Look, Ja'far said to the Abyssinian, devout Christian ruler, we're only gonna say about Isa what Allah said. And he recited to him that chapter I'm talking about, Maryam. And he chose the story of nativity, that portion. Imagine his recitation of these verses according to the narration. You know, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. When they hear the revelation which was revealed to the messenger, which is the Quran, you will see their eyes floating with tears because they know this is the truth. Najashi did that. But he added something to that, that he became a Muslim. And we know at one time in Medina, Allah revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a command that a righteous man in Abyssinia is dead. Of course, he concealed his Islam to maintain his power. And he commanded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to observe an absent janazah on him in Medina. You see, that's exactly what I'm talking about here. Is, you know, you have Christian, some people have Christian family members, like the reverts, or someone who is married to a sister who used to be a Christian, and alhamdulillah, she's a Muslim. You have co-workers. They have the right to know what you believe. Don't hide it. Don't run away from it, brothers and sisters in Islam. Because the subject is in the depth of your faith. Because Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, he said, commenting on this verse, which is verse 90 in chapter Maryam, he said the following. Look at the reaction of the heavens, the mountains, and the earth. Because of the people uttering shirk, polytheism against Allah. He's referring to what? People saying that Allah begets a son. Allah has a son. Look at this. He's referring to this verse. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. They say Rahman begets a son. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. What you're saying is awful. Look at this. Look at the reaction of the rest of the universe. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ. The heaven, the sky, upon hearing that word, that Ar-Rahman has a son, is about to crack open. وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ. Earth is about to split open. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّ. And the mountains are about to crumble. Why? Look, 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 look. أَنْ دَعَوْ لِلْرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدَ. Because they say Ar-Rahman begets a son. وهذا شتم. شوف الحديث الإلهي, حديث أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه, والحديث في البخاري. الله is the one who speaking, حديث قدسي. Look at the, look at this. الله is شتمني ابن آدم. The son of Adam insults me. And he's not to do that. Why the son of Adam is insulting me? Why? كذبني ابن آدم. The son of Adam is belying me. He's calling. أما شتمه إياي. As for the insult which the son of Adam commits against me. Allah speaking. Allah speaking here. قوله. His uttering that I have a son. أن لي ولد. وأنا الواحد الأحد. أنا am the one and only. وأما تكذيبه إياي, as for the son of Adam belying me, saying that I cannot recreate him again, I cannot raise him up a day again from the dead. أو تعجب يا إخوة, pay attention here, you will be surprised to find out that those two issues are the central themes of سورة مريم. شوف القصة بدأت be the birth of Jesus and what happened. And look at this. ويقول, look at the second issue. ويقول الإنسان وأئذا ما مت لسوف أخرج حيا. This is في مريم. The son of Adam says, oh, after I die, Allah is going to raise. No, no way. أولا يذكر الإنسان أنا خلقناه من قبل ولم يكو شيئا. في ربط غريب يا إخوة. Pay attention to this. بالله عليك pay attention. The name of Allah الرحمن, which is the most merciful, was mentioned in the Quran 33 times. 12 of them in Surah Maryam. I did some math. Surah Maryam is 1% of the Quran. 36% Ar-Rahman was mentioned in Surah Maryam. 36%. Why? Why? This hadith explains it. لا أحد أصبر على أذى سمعه من الله يقولون أن له ولد ويرزقهم ويعافيهم. No one is more patient on whom he hears except Allah. They say that he has a son, but yet he still provides for them, still gives them. Surah Maryam is a chapter which you should read every day now. Ya ikhwa, the more you bound on the steel, it will, especially if you have children. And many of you are still sending your children to the public school. Imagine every day, Christmas, every day, Son of God, every day, this and that. You go to the store now, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Huh? Listen, no way I'm asking you to be mean to your neighbor. No way I'm asking you. Ah, listen, this is a matter of faith. Believe. Do you want to compromise your relationship with Allah? He is Allah. He's telling you, I use Quran, I use Sunnah, that this is an insult. Now, you would rather compromise this? I know it's a little bit sensitive. Yes. It requires a lot of wisdom, 100%. But the answer is not to compromise. The solution is not to compromise, because you don't have to. You're a free man in this country. You may disclose your faith in a respectful, kind way, even if it doesn't agree with their faith. Like I always say, tolerance is not in beliefs, compromising your beliefs. La, tolerance is in interacting with people, the manner you interact with them. You have a good manner with them. Surah Maryam, ya ikhwa, should be the central theme this month for you and your family. Bring it and read it. Of course, the story begins, the surah begins with a story out of this world, you know. And the Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, Bani Israel, al-Athar fi al-Bukhari, al-Kahf, Maryam, Taha, al-Anbiya, five surahs of them. من العتاق الأول from the first chapters revealed in the Quran. Those five. And they are my treasure. So now, obviously now, you see, I'm trying to create a climax here for the surah for you. So obviously, the surah Maryam, one of these fives, was revealed very early when the Muslims were outnumbered. They didn't have any resources. The religion is, imagine someone Allah is commanding to convey Islam to the whole world. And he's still battling with Abu Lahab, his uncle. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. He's a warner to all of mankind. And he's still locally not working, not functioning. Now, what do you need? ولذلك شوف اللي حتى في الصورة وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أي الفريقين خير مقاما وأحسن نديا. When the verses of Allah being recited among them, the message being presented to them, they would say, "What? Who is better, man? What is this? Look at the Muslims. They are poor. They are outnumbered. Look at us. We got the money. We got the resources." So obviously, at this time of the revelation, the Muslims needed manpower. This is why the Prophet ﷺ used to make dua. Oh Allah, Ya Rab, one of the two Umars. Not the two, Ya Rab. One of the two Umars, Ya Rab. Allahumma izz al-Islam bi ahad ahab al-rajulayn ilay. Amr ibn Hisham wa Umar ibn Khattab. We need help, Ya Rab. We need help. Look how Surah Maryam started. Look at this. And this is your condition now, by the way. It's your condition now. ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا. زكريا had the same problem. إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي. يا رب, all the scholars of the children of Israel in Jerusalem are wicked. All the learned people are not honest about the message. They sugar down, they sugar coat it, they water it down. They don't tell the truth, Ya Rab. They sell it for cheap, Ya Rab. إني خفت الموالي من ورائي. I'm afraid I'm gonna die. I'm the last man standing here for Tawheed, for the truth. What do you want, Zakariya? فهب لي من لدنك وليا. I want manpower. I want a son I can leave behind me. The same time at Zakariya, the same time at the Prophet. It should be our time now. Look, what is our problem? What is our problem as Muslims, by the way? Manpower, human resources. We don't have. You know what? One of the brothers was discussing, you know, I don't think America is fair and just regarding the census of Muslims in the, you know, the number of Muslims. Like they always say it's 8 million, it's more than that. I told him, brother, can I tell you something? If you really want to count how many Muslims we have, and again, I'm not making takfir here. But I think you will understand what I'm trying to say. Just count the number of Muslims at Salatul Fajr. And those are the Muslims that you have in this country. Rasul said it. Out of 100 camels, you will only find one camel to ride. One camel to ride. Some guy who stands for the truth. Someone who works for Allah. That's what Zakariya wants. يَارِثُونِي وَيَارِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُبَ. Allah given him Yahya. Allah given him Yahya. And Yahya came, John the Baptist came as a help. But when did Zakariya make this dua? You see, there was another mother who's sincere and devout. Hannah, Maryam's mom. Hannah, her name is Hannah, the wife of Imran. You know, she was also concerned. She said, "Oh Allah, if you give me a child, I will place this child in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa to serve the Muslims, to serve the people. I will place him there. Inni nadartu ma fi batni. I vowed it." And this is why she became so disappointed when she delivered the girl. Her name is Maryam. Mary, according to biblical. Because only males, boys, can be given to serve inside the masjid, not girls. But subhanAllah, she dies. Maryam became an orphan. Now, who will take care of Maryam? Zakariya. Now Zakariya spending all the time in al-masjid, in al-mihrab, fighting shaitan, in al-mihrab. Look at this now. He used to provide for Maryam, provide food for her. But then he would come and he would find provision that he never supplied her with. أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. Where did you get that food from? هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. It's from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah can give without what? Without. شوف, look at that. هُنَالِكَ, هُنَالِكَ. Pay attention to this. هُنَالِكَ, هُنَالِكَ. At this moment, Ya Rab, my hair is all white. My bones are broken. I'm an old, I'm 99 years old. My wife has been barren. But you know my intention. I want a child who can protect the religion after me. How many Muslims think this way? How many? Huh? Go and ask the boys and the girls, what would you like to be? Oh, I'd like to be a soccer player, a football player. What happened to Imam? Learn scholar. To help the Muslims understand it. Hardly you hear that. Because of his truthfulness, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah prepared the scene for him. That Maryam inspired him. Well, if Allah can provide without regular, conventional resources or means, then I may have a child without being... And it happened. Allah given him Yahya. Allah given him Yahya. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Ya ikhwah, two rights upon you in this world. Don't neglect them. Don't ever neglect them. Don't find any excuse to let them down. The right of Allah and the right of your parents. The right of Allah is tawheed. ولذلك the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he asked معاذ يا معاذ أي الظلم أعظم, what is the most awful type of injustice that you may do? You know what he said? أن تجعل, the Prophet still answered this, أن تجعل لله ندا وهو خلقك. That you appoint a rival with Allah when Allah created you. when Allah made you, created you out of nothing, provided for you everything, and you go and you worship Jesus with him, you worship the Holy Spirit with him, you worship the cow with him, you worship the tree with him, or you worship your desires, or you worship your culture, you appoint a rival to Allah and his messenger. The worst. Tawheed. Haqq al-tawheed. Haqq. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Polytheism is the greatest injustice you may commit. The second right is the right of your parents, the right of your father and mother. وذلك ابن عباس كما جاء في التذكرة للقرطبي, he said, there are three pairs in the Quran, you cannot separate them. ثلاث نزلنا مقرونات. There are three things that you cannot divide them in the Quran, you cannot separate them. Number one, أن اشكر لي ولوالديك. Be grateful to me and to your parents. Allah is talking here. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. You can't separate those. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. You cannot separate those. So for this reason, brothers and sisters in Islam, Jesus, peace be upon him, the messenger of Allah, spoke as a baby. Spoke in the cradle to defend those two. We know when Maryam was in al-Masjid, she was visited by Jibra'il alayhi salam. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا in a human form. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. Good looking man. شوف. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. I seek refuge with الرحمن from you. I'm a chaste woman. Said, I'm here to be the reason or the cause to get a baby. She said, the only way you can have a baby if you're married or you are, she actually said that, prostitute. ولم أكو بغية. قالت أن يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أكن بغية. I'm a chaste woman. قال كذلك قال ربك. Two verses يا إخوة, one in التحريم and one in الأنبياء. He blew here. It went down to her private. She conceived. She became pregnant. Now imagine having a baby out of wedlock at this time. Not our time. فأتت به قومها تحمله. This is in Surah Maryam, the surah that you should read. The story of nativity, the true story of nativity. And you will be surprised to find out that in the New Testament, the scene of Jesus speaking in the cradle is not mentioned. It was taken out. Even though this would support his divinity and his whatever they claim him to be. He's above that. He's free from that. But they took it out. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ. So imagine a girl who's not married bringing a baby to Bani Israel. قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. Maryam, what is this? Ya ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki imra'a saw'in wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. Your father Imran, your mother Hana, who's it? Fa'asharat ilayhi. She pointed to Jesus. Qalu kayfa nukallimu man kana fil mahdi sabiyya. How can we talk to an infant in the cradle? Look at the first words that came out of the mouth of Jesus. And this is why, by the way, they took it out. Because literally, if I tell you, hey, guys, you know what? My wife delivered the baby yesterday and he spoke. The natural question, what did he say? So what did Jesus say? Look at the first words to defend the first right. Inni abdullah. I'm the slave of Allah. You make me the son, you make me one of three, that's your business. Inni abdullah. وشوف the emphasis now on the father according to Christians. I'm using the آتاني الكتاب. He given me the book. وجعل, no need by the way for these verbs. And he made me. وجعلني نبيا. وجعلني مباركا. وأوصاني. Look, I'm a follower. I'm like you. This is Maryam. The story of Maryam. The surah of Maryam. ذلك عيسى بن مريم. قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون. Why does Allah need to take a son? Why? Why does Allah need a son? Why do I need a son as a human? Because one day I will die. That could be now, a minute from now. And I really want my name to be carried on. Abu Zaid. Does Allah die?
No.
تعالى الله. Well, subhanallah. No, he doesn't die. I remember these days, you know, my father used to be a farmer. I'll finish here in a minute, inshallah. You know, and he would not send us to school in order to help him out. أبونا شيخ محمد كان بيروحش المدارس عشان نشتغل في الغيط. To help. You want child to help you with the work. Okay, does Allah need help? Oh, you accumulated so much money. You're a millionaire. You're a trillionaire. And you want your child. Does Allah again die for someone? وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. Why? You tell me why. This is the truth, brothers and sisters in Islam. But again, this is a disclaimer. I'm not inciting hate against your neighbors, against your Christian friends, whoever they are. No. But don't compromise the truth. Be honest to them, ya akhi. Be honest to them. We have a brother, David, who comes to us here. Tell him the truth. He want to hear the truth from you. He deserves the truth. Can you imagine if Ja'far would have compromised the message with the Najashi, with the Nagas? Would the Najashi accepted Islam? No. Tell the truth, but tell it nicely, kindly. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار
نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.